episode number 21, Trends in Kids Ministry in 2023 with Esther Marino. Here we go, Tribe.
This is the Kidmin Tribe Podcast. We're helping you as children's pastors, volunteers, and leaders plan, create, and execute incredible life-changing kids' worship experiences at your church. With practical tips, coaching, training, and resources from the best in kids' ministry around the world, it's time to join the tribe.
Welcome to the Kidmin Tribe Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Noble. I'm so excited to be here. I'm coming to you from on the road in Lodi, California. We're still on the road promoting Jesus Revolution, showing screenings across the country. It's going so awesome. Hey, tickets go on sale today, actually, and you can get your tickets anywhere that tickets are sold. I encourage you, plan on seeing that film. It's out in theaters everywhere. February 24th, 2023 has a great cast. Kelsey Grammer, Joel Courtney, Jonathan Rumi, who plays Jesus in The Chosen. You're not going to want to miss it. It's an incredible film, and it'll be out everywhere. Hey, so we're well underway into 2023, and no matter what has happened up to this point, it's a fresh, brand new year. I want to encourage you and challenge you. Don't lose hope in what God wants to do and what he promised that he was going to do as you were praying and beginning 2023. The word God gave me for this year is that God wants to do exponentially more in your kids' ministry, in your life, for you as a leader. So don't lose hope. Sometimes it feels like, man, things haven't changed. The same things that were going on in 2022 have just followed me into 2023. And man, I want to encourage you, don't give up hope. Even if there were changes at the beginning of the year, you said, man, I want to make changes in my kids' ministry. I want to make changes in my ministry, or maybe inside of you. Listen, the year is still brand new. And so there's still time to make those changes. I want to encourage you and challenge you. Man, God has exponentially more for you this year, and I think it's going to be an awesome year. So, hey, I want to encourage you, don't lose hope. Keep hope. God's mercies are new every morning. And one of the things that I'm committed to for year 2023 is making it the best year ever. So having some incredible guests that are really challenging and will help you to rethink kids ministry, help you to think about what's coming down the pike. And today we have one of my favorites on, Esther Marino. We're going to be talking about trends in kids ministry in 2023, things that are going to be happening that we can have a jump on, things that she sees happening as she travels the country. I guarantee you, you're going to be totally blessed by it. I'm excited today. We're going to be looking at that. And so be ready for whatever comes this year as we're looking at those trends and really digging into 2023. Esther Marino has dedicated her life to reaching the next generation of children for Christ and really families. She has over 15 years of kids ministry experience across various churches and denominations. She's the host of Children's Ministry Today on the Fishbowl Radio Network. In addition to hosting monthly live webinars on social media, she leads virtual trainings for kids ministry departments all over the country. Esther is a gifted speaker, teacher, and author. She holds a master's in Christian education from the Ashland Theological Seminary. I promise you, and she's a whole bunch of fun. Esther currently lives in Huntsville, Alabama, with her husband, Gailando, and their two beautiful children, Grace and Gideon. You're not going to want to miss this interview. You'll love Esther and her heart to teach leaders, to reach leaders, and to raise up the next generation. I hope you're ready for the Kidmin Tribe today. I know you'll be encouraged and challenged. We'll jump in with Esther right after this.
Hey guys, Carl here. With our kids media, we are trying to make it super easy to search our library. And one way that you can search is by Book of the Bible. And once you're in our library, just click Categories from our navigation bar, then choose Book of the Bible, and you'll see a listing of all the books of the Bible that we have made kids media content for. You can jump right to a book to see games, mini movies, graphics, and more all related to that book. We are dedicated to helping you teach God's word to your kids. And we're hoping this easy search capability will help you save time as you find content that will enhance your lesson content with the kids in your ministry. We're behind you all the way.
Welcome to the Kidmin Tribe Podcast. My name is Jason Noble, and I have one of my favorite all-time guests that is returning on the podcast. Esther Marino, welcome so much. I'm so glad
Jason, I'm so excited to be here. I cannot believe that I have been deemed worthy to be invited back a second time.
Man, you're the best. I'd have you on every week if I could. Maybe co-host, you know. I mean, it's great. So, well, what is going on in your world? I want to hear. We're talking about stepping into 2023. I asked you to talk to us about some trends. What are you working on? What's God putting on your heart? We want to hear from you today.
Oh, my goodness. So much. God has been working on me.
Yes.
He really has. I mean, and I'll be honest with you, I struggle when it comes to really staying rooted in the word. And because of that, just like I have a coach, a health coach, you know, a coach for everything, a financial coach for everything in my life, I have to have an accountability for really getting into the word. So I am a part of it's this national Bible study. It might be global, called Bible Study Fellowship.
Oh, yeah. And, yes.
Yes. And I'm always with really old ladies. It's so funny to me. They're really old white ladies, which is so funny because I'm like this. I like to think of myself as a young black lady, but I think that I'm crossing over.
It's a crazy how that happens from one day to the next.
I know. So it is just the most amazing. It forces me to like be in the word every single day. And right now we're studying the prophets. So God is showing me so much just about myself and really how I've said this before, how I'm like trash, but good trash, like the trash in the like really good smelly bag, like that smell good.
Like the trash panda from Trash Panda, right? From Guardians of the Galaxy.
Absolutely. But just how, you know, we think that we're at a certain level. And the Lord has just been teaching me, oh my goodness, Esther, there's so much more. And there are just higher heights in me that I want you to go into. So He has definitely been working with that as we've been studying the prophets. I'm super excited. I am working on a new book.
Yeah.
I'm super excited to come out in 2023. So just I do. So it's really going to be about children's ministry in crisis and just those cracks in our foundation that we like to ignore. You know, we may think, oh, everything's fine right now and things are happening. And then boom, your children's ministry is in crisis. So we are really attacking seven major issues on things that we just may not be paying attention to in children's ministry and how to avoid those pitfalls.
So give us a little highlight. What are maybe one or two? I'd love to hear it.
Oh my goodness. We have got to step it up in leadership. You know, I really believe, Jason, the future of children's ministry. I know we want to get into some trends today. And I think that that's one of them. The future of children's ministry is no longer, oh, you love kids. And that qualifies you to be a children's ministry leader. Like, no, we need to be thinking executive leadership and skills, really obtaining those types of skills when it comes to leading an entire department. So in the book, we really attack that and what is the future of leadership for 2023 and beyond when it comes to children's ministry. I'll tell you, Jason, I work as a consultant for children's ministry leaders. And some of the saddest stories that I hear, and I know it is always a chink in their armor of leadership that is getting them. And they're leaning, even our senior leadership, they're leaning on, hey, this person was good with kids. So we hired them to be, you know, a children's pastor over five departments. And I'm like, why?
They have no idea what it means to be a team leader, but they're good with kids.
No idea how to be a team leader, no idea on how to really build relationships and build strong teams and training people. You know, it's something we want to do, but we don't have time to invest in relationships and to train people, which is gets us every time in children's ministry and turns us into these hamsters. We are these ministerial hamsters on wheels with our Pharisee hats.
Right.
And we're running and we're chained to these children's ministry spaces because we won't take the necessary steps because it just takes too much time. We do not manage ourselves well in children's ministry. We are poor self-managers. So we're going to attack all of these topics in the book. So I've just been really excited. It has been so draining. Every time I do a book project, so draining.
People don't understand what goes into writing a book. And like, I mean, you read it in 3 days, but it takes a year of a person's life of just pouring out. And, you know, I wrote a book and I'm not a great writer. And so I worked with a ghostwriter, but man, even that process, it's like, man, if you're, it's rough. Yeah. So,
Jason, that means you're smart. That means if you had a ghostwriter, that means you're smart. It's so funny because people will read my books and like, oh man, this is so good. And I'm like, that's because I got help. Like, editor, I don't do anything by myself.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think that's so good. I mean, and the good news about everything you just said is all of those things can be taught. So anyone, no matter where they're at in their journey, like it doesn't matter what you've come from. You can teach yourself all of those tools to be better leaders. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, so like some people go, well, I may not feel like I'm leadership material. You can be. Because I think
you talk. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And we're really going to attack that towards the end of the book. And it's so funny because I'm writing it, Jason. I'm like, I hope people get to the end.
Right? Oh, they will. They will. Well, and another part of that, I think, too, is you got to have enough margins in your life. Like I look at life as a piece of paper, like a line, and we write right to the edge, like so many times. We just fill it up as full as it can be with no margins. And if you have that, you have no margins, then there's no time to learn these kind of things we're talking about.
So absolutely. 100%.
Right? Yep.
100%. I could not agree with you more.
Yep. Nobody writes a paper and writes into the margins. You'd get flunked in college for it. I mean, we live our lives in the margins. And, you know, someone like the hamster kind of thing you talked about, you know, I mean, there's a lot of leaders there. Part of why we're in that spot is because we don't say yes to the right things. And right things.
Yeah. And Jason, what happens is we end up telling ourselves a story to make ourselves feel more comfortable with what we're dealing with. Well, I'm dealing with this because, hey, this is this children's ministry. This is what happens. This is how it looks like. And we tell ourselves these stories and then we start to believe them to really help us to deal with the shortcomings or the discrepancies in our own leadership abilities. So I'm super excited to attack all of this.
And those shortcomings, like we don't have to be insecure about them. I think we have to say like, these are my shortcomings and I want to grow. Like if you're 100%. Really insecure about that, you know, and you don't put out your shortcomings, like I don't think you ever grow in those spots. You have to realize where you need to grow and you need to grow.
Jason, I think we should lean into those insecurities. Yes. You know, I spent one of my first children's ministry positions wasting time because I did not lean into my weaknesses or accept, you know, my insecurities because of those weaknesses. And instead of saying, hey, I'm not good at this, but I am good at this. Let me find somebody who is good where I'm weak. We say, no, this is my job. I've been hired for this position. I have to do this. We believe the lies of the enemy. I have to be in charge of this. I have to do this, you know, and we tell ourselves this horrible story, you know, and it just, the whole first year I remember, I was an idiot in children's ministry.
Me too. Like, me too. I'm in that. I raised my hand.
Yeah. I'm sitting there wasting a whole year trying to be who someone else was or trying to be what I think they should, or trying to fake it till I make it. And I never made it trying to be something that I wasn't, or trying to be strong in an area where I just was not strong in. And instead of getting people, and these are people who God has sent, they're already there. They are sitting there. I'm a firm believer that someone is assigned to help you and God has sent people. And it's not about us. It's because it's his ministry and he has people there who are anointed to do these things, but because of our own insecurities and we're wasting time trying to be something we're not, they're not being used in the way that they're supposed to be used. So it is, I could talk about this all day.
And I'll throw this in, like you may have to go ask them to serve. They may not just sign up. Like we were in my first year, it's probably my third year of children's ministry. We were getting ready to do a big camp. We had 600 students going, like, and I had no cook. Like we had to cook. It came up to Friday night. We left on Monday. No cook, right? I mean, I'm just like, oh my
God, my goodness.
You're in trouble. Like, I'm 3 days out, right? Like I was panicking. And so Sunday nights when I was supposed to be listening in church, I'd usually count the lights and whatever, you know, because I'm so like ADHD. But I was praying that day and the Lord told me that evening, he said, go and ask Lynette, which Lynette was like a grandma at that age, like so go and ask her if she would be the camp cook. And I go, Lord, like I have this conversation with him during, like, Lord, like she's never going to say yes. It's the hardest job at camp. And he goes, well, do you want to cook or not? Yeah. I go, okay, God. So went up to her after service and I said, okay, I know this is crazy. You know, you might have a full week, but the Lord told me to ask you if you want to be a camp cook. And she goes, yes. In fact, just today I told God anything that Pastor Jason asked me to do, I was going to do it. And so she became my assistant. She then became a children's pastor. I mean, so you never know who's waiting just to be asked.
Yeah. And we say no for them, Jason. One of the biggest issues is us. We say no. They're never going to do this. They're too old. You know, this is not going to happen. Jason, I have to tell you my position I had in ministry. I was an outsider. I was working for it. It was so funny because I was the only Black person in the church.
Wow.
It was an all white church. It was a very conservative Presbyterian church.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, man, I have no choice. And I had to talk with my family. I said, I'm going to have to put in more hours so that I can build relationships. And so I was going to Bible studies. I was going to movie nights I didn't want to be a part of just so I could build relationships. And it was so funny, Jason, the Bible study, I always end up with old white women in Bible studies. I don't know. I think it's a part of my calling in this world, but this was that Bible study and it's all old white women. And I'm like, none of these women are ever going to volunteer.
Right.
Ministry. I mean, exact same story. And the Lord showed me, no, they will. And it was a woman. She ended up volunteering for the exact need that we had. Same situation, went on to being a dynamic children's ministry leader on our team who added so much value. It was ridiculous. I don't know how I would have done what I did without her. And on top of it, it gave her purpose because God put it in her to say yes, because of what he was going to do with her. I mean, we just do not realize the ramifications of our decisions and our life and how our life and how our humanity is wrapped up in others. I mean, it is just crazy. It just goes on and on.
It does. And all the Lord's looking for you to do is ask him and then be obedient when he tells you to go, you know, and he tells you to go ask that person. But again, if you have so much that you have no margins, that you ever never have time to sit down and think about this stuff, like maybe God's not speaking because you haven't given him a chance to speak.
Yeah.
You're too busy.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, so
Jason, if we have no margin, we need to look at our schedules and say, why don't I have any margin? What is on my calendar that can be given to someone else? Wait a second. Do I even have a schedule? Do I even have like a time schedule for and goals every single day? What am I missing? You know, and I think we struggle. Oh, we know what to do. So we do it, but it's not time like it should be.
You know what I love about this? So a couple of weeks ago, we had Ryan Frank on the podcast from Kids Matter.
Yeah.
About the same thing. So January on the Kidman Tribe podcast, friends, you're hearing multiple times, like calendar is vital and important.
Yep. Time. I have a time calendar. So like my day, I have a calendar that a yearly calendar that's broken up into every single day that has a time from the moment I wake up. 8, 9. Okay, I wake up earlier than 8. That sounds bad. It sounds like I sleep in. No, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, 5 a.m. I was praying for an hour. Then
4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I plug that in. I plug in prayer. You know, I plug in time with God. I try to put that in the beginning of the day. I plug in a fitness routine, and then I plug in call this person on the way home and let them know how they mean $1 million to you. Like those are things that if you do not plug them in, you will wake up and you wouldn't have done any of that stuff. And then the enemy attacks you and you're like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm burned out. I'm not getting anything done. I mean, it is just crazy. Yeah. And we position ourselves to be in vulnerable places when we are not intentional with our own kind of like self-management in order to get through the day. So yeah, it is a lot.
Well, it's interesting because there's two calendars that go on our life, right? There's the calendar we wish we had. And then there's the actual calendar. that yep. God populated it automatically every day, what would it tell you? Like, maybe it would say you spent an hour scrolling through Facebook and looking at reels. And like, I mean, yeah. like the calendar we wish we had and the actual calendar. And I think we have to be honest enough to say, this is the actual calendar. Now it's time to take some
discipline. Honesty? What is that?
I know, right? I know. Because time, listen, time's the only thing we can't get more of. Like, you can always make more money. You can always, yeah. you know, but time is what we can't, which we all know. I mean, yeah. that's the thing we can't replace. What else are you? So you're out among churches all the time, consulting, speaking. What else are you seeing? Good, bad, ugly trends that you're seeing emerge in 2023 that you would say, this is a trend. It's good or bad. We need to deal with. What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So trends. This is fun. I'm so excited that you asked me to talk about this. It's so funny because I'm probably going to say some crazy stuff that people are like, not going to happen.
Do it. No, let's do it. Let's put it all out on the table and see what God does.
Well, obviously, I think technology is something that's trending that is not going to go away. In 2023, I think that it is just going to be ramped up even more. I think we want to forget about the metaverse and all of these things that people are literally, it has become a career. People are leaving their careers and they're going to these programs so that they could be skilled in all things metaverse as this is the future. And I'm going to tell you, Jason, this is going to sound so crazy because I see this. Yeah. I just see this as a future of children's ministry and digital trends to make God's word come alive in ways they've never been alive before. And I've said this before. It was so funny. Because I'm like a fine wine. I'm like an acquired taste. And some people are like, you make me want to throw up in my mouth.
No. You need to show me. I'll track them down and I'll take care of them for you. Because I don't think I couldn't see.
But it's like someone who likes sweet wine and then they have like some cab and they're like, and they want to spit it out of their mouth. Like sometimes people look at me when I talk about the future.
No, keep going. I love it.
Yeah, but it was so funny. Because I mentioned this before, but it was a year my son begged for an Oculus. He had begged for an Oculus for Christmas. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this thing is like $400.
Right.
Are you going to pick it up and just throw it, you know? But he begged for it. And I remember I picked it up and I said, what is so great about this thing anyway? Come on. And I remember I put it on my head and it was incredible.
Yes. It is incredible.
Like I watched a movie on it. I watched my own, I have this mini documentary that we create. I watched it in the Oculus and I was impressed with myself. Like, I'm like, oh my goodness.
That's great.
I mean, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, I just feel like this is the future of children's ministries. Like kids are going to go in and there is going to be some form. And maybe not an Oculus, but because the advancements are happening so fast that maybe it's a skinnier device that they have developed because our phones used to be bulky and now they're all thin. It's a thinner, it's a type of Oculus technology, and they're putting it on as they're talking about David and Goliath, as they're talking about Jonah and the whale, and as the whale is coming, they're literally feeling it and seeing. You know, Jonah get, and they're like backed up. I see this.
And it's coming.
It's coming.
I was working on a VR project and it is coming. And they're actually even creating it to where you can use your iPhone to create like with a cardboard kind of cutout to where it becomes available to everyone.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I just, and obviously we need to do that. I think that is going to be a big trend really with technology and social media. You know, I think that's trending. And I know we talk about social media all the time. Obviously, we're in that world. But even using social media differently than in the way that we've been using.
What do you think that looks like?
Oh, my goodness. I think in children's ministry, it means us stepping up beyond the, you know, a lot of us will be like, oh, we have a children's ministry page for our children's ministry. And it gives a lot of information. I think in 2023, we're moving away from throwing information on people to actual discipling.
Yep. Engagement.
Engagement. Exactly. Engagement, discipling children and families and really getting in there deeper than we ever have before. I believe that that is the future of social media. I think that that is the purpose of social media, is to, if we're not using it to disciple children and families, what are we really using it for? You know?
So yeah.
Yeah.
So, or are we using it at all? For the black hole.
You know, the church is historically behind, Jason, on a lot of stuff.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah,
there will still be people, in maybe probably when I'm dead, who is still not using digital technology.
Right. Exactly. It's funny. I used to work at a denomination as the national children's ministry guy, and I was talking to the publishing house there, and they were talking, because they always used to say, well, there's all these older people that don't have computers, you know, whatever. And they were talking to one of their customer services reps, and an older lady had called in and said, hey, I need a receipt. And they're like, well, could we fax it to you, or could we mail it to you? And she goes, well, how about you just email it to me? And they would die. They're like, we didn't think older people had computers. Not I'm like, oh my gosh, you know? So it is, it's surprising how engaged like the population is on social media and different. And if we use that, I think that's huge.
And even how we're seeing, Jason, I mean, when we look at the statistics and we see how people even receive us, you know, there are people who will not go through your front doors when they check you out on social media.
Yes.
And if they don't see that, I mean, if you're wish-washing on social media, if your page is stale and stoic, they think that you're stale and stoic in person. This is what the younger generations, this is how they feel. So they will never even make the attempt to walk through your doors. You know, obviously, 2023, I will always believe that in person, you know, is never going away. I just do not. As much as I teach about digital technology, I need in person.
And young families need it. Like young families, it's interesting because their parents, it's one of the first generations that their parents haven't been in church, like as a whole. Yeah. And now they're starting to raise their kids, and they're going back and going, okay, we're missing something. And like the church in person is what we need. It's really interesting.
Absolutely. 100%. I think the word, Jason, that you used was engagement.
Yeah.
I think that is definitely something that will be trending in 2023 as we minister to children, you know, in our children's churches and in our children's ministry programs. It's no longer this, listen to what I say, this is what the Bible says, and that is it. And thank you for coming today. Parents, please meet us at the back wall. I really think it is going to switch and be more of an engagement factor, because, I mean, obviously, I'm a firm believer that that's what our kids moving forward need. I mean, everything that they are exposed to. I mean, I put a few things down because I was thinking about it. Just how they're in this sex saturated world. I mean, I can't even really describe just how often I see this with my own children. You know, I have a 8-year-old and an 11-year-old, and you know, even when we try to sit down and watch a wholesome family show, it's some type of agenda or some type of sexual content, you know, or connotation that is there that's trying to push them towards something that's just so disturbing for me. So I think that we're gonna have to be bold. 100%.
All that stuff, right? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I mean, I think that we're gonna have to be more bold. One, we're gonna have to engage a little bit more. And this doesn't mean we move away from the word of God. We're still, everything is still rooted in the word of God. I don't think in 2023, the principle will never change. Christ will always be the foundation. The word of God will always be the foundation. But the methods, I do believe, in making that come alive, that is going to change. That is going to have to change, because we cannot be spiritually dead in our approach.
Right. Well,
and that starts with children.
That starts with leaders who are spiritually on fire too. You know, I mean, like without the leaders being spiritually on fire, I think one of the other things that I'm seeing, and love to hear you talk, I think relationships, people feeling connected in relationships. One of the things COVID uncovered is the lack of relationships and connection in our church, which we always kind of figured it was there. But to me, a growing active church today has to be building relationships, has to be building connection, engagement. What do you think about that?
100%. I mean, if you do not do that, you are going to lose. The sustainability of everything that we do is on people. Like it's and building relationships with people. And this is something I tell people all the time. You know, we cannot run children's ministry without building relationships. And I'm not talking about, oh, you're so nice, you smile, you gave me a superficial hug, you told me to pick up my candy bar because I'm so sweet at the narthex, at the desk. Like, I am not talking about that superficial relationships. Right. People want real relationships. And it gets me every time, because as much as we say this, I've worked with so many people who just, they just can't see it. They can't see why they have to take the time to do this. And it was funny because I had a client recently and she just could not understand why she had to visit. Like, why do I have to make time to visit these other departments to meet the people I'm over? Like, she could not wrap her mind around why she had to take that time to do that. And I'm thinking, listen, people, I'm not going to do nothing for somebody.
Right.
I'm not going to stretch myself when for somebody who I think does not care about me. And maybe that makes me wrong. And there are certain situations where I'm like, okay, let me be the bigger person. But when you really need something, and we're not trying to build relationships because we're trying to get things out of people.
Right.
But I just think, Jason, how much we miss out on what God is trying to do, and just the beauty of life and the beauty of relationships, and how we miss out on that when we just decide to lean into the busy, the busyness and the mundaneness of ministry. I mean, it's crazy.
Putting program over people. And we've heard that talked about all the time, but I think that we're seeing it really uncovered and seeing like what's happened. And if anything, I think we learn is, okay, we have got to get back to building relationships. Programs will come. I mean, they're just the vehicle to help us get the method done, but it's loving people. It's related. And if you're a type A, really high driven, high D, where relationships aren't that important, you've got to get somebody in your ministry who will help you to build those.
And Jason, our kids, they need relationship. They need relationship. I mean, and not just with their parents, you know, and research has come out about that. Like, you know, when kids are struggling with things, like, they won't talk to their parents about it, but it's just the power of having a mentor or someone around who you look up to in the faith, and how that inspires them. Those are the kids who are growing up, and when they get out of children's ministry and they get out of youth ministry, those are the kids who are coming back. Yep. So I love how you use the word relationship, because it's so important, and we really have to move closer to that's part of engagement, is we're trying to build relationships. We are not just trying to throw off. I think that a lot of our children's ministries have become these, because I've been in seminary.
Cemetery. It was a
very dry season of my life. I need water.
Right.
It was, but I think our children's ministries become that. They become these stoic, academic, religious institutions if we're not careful. And I don't think that was God's plan in the beginning. I think that I know people think that the power is in if we get this fun looking children's ministry space and we throw all this money into this, then everything will change. If we throw all of our money into this modern check-in station, then everything will change. I'm like, no, it's
money's the easy part.
Yeah,
you can throw money in anything. Relationships are the hard part, because it takes.
Yeah. Jason, I'm literally working with a church now who is just devastated, because they're like, we threw hundreds of thousands of dollars into this children's ministry space and a huge space, and less than 100 kids show up every Sunday in a mega church environment, despite all this money, because there's no relationships. There's no engagement, you know? So 100%.
Totally. And the thing is, all those spaces get old. Like, once you've seen it, that's not like that. That won't bring the families and the kids in. And so If you were to say, looking at some of the topics that kids ministry leaders are going to face talking to their kids this year, what would some of them be?
Oh my goodness.
Like in conversation.
I'll tell you, I've already had a conversation with my kids about, it's a real issue that's happening and that they're seeing more prevalent. You know, we went to, this is not funny. I hope I don't get blacklisted when I say this.
You won't. Nobody gets blacklisted.
We went to the post office.
Okay.
And, you know, my son's 8 and he has no filter. And I believe that God gives children's ministry influencers difficult children as to be funny.
I'd love to meet him. That's me. And I survived.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to give you like the worst kids.
Yeah, do it. Come on, bring it.
And he sees the guy has his fingernails are painted, you know, lipstick and everything. And I'm like, this is going to be a problem because my son has no filter.
Right.
And he's quiet the whole time. I'm literally shipping off books. I'm shipping off products. And Gideon, right before we leave, he has a teacher's little voice. He says, excuse me, can I ask you a question? And I grab him from like his shirt in the back. And I drag him. I'm like, no, he does not have a question. Thank you. Have a nice day, sir.
You know where that was going.
Yeah, we walk out and he says, mommy, why wouldn't you let me ask that question? And I said, because I know what your question was. And he was like, no, you don't. What was my question? You can ask that man why he has his fingernails painted. And you know, I'm saying this. He was like, you are a genius. That's exactly what I was going to ask. It's a true problem. Like when we go into MAC to get makeup, yeah. I have to call my husband, get your son, because I need some good makeup. Okay. And I don't need anybody spitting in my compact. But I mean, it is, in all seriousness, I mean, just this whole thing with LGBTQ, I don't want to be ignorant. I know people say plus because there are so many things that are being added to that. And this is such a difficult topic.
It is.
For the church to address. It has crossed over into children's ministry. We have children who are in transition. It's not something in 2023, we're not going to be able to ignore this topic. And churches really need to come together. Yes. And you cannot not come together and talk about this, because what happens is then you have people who are confused. You have people who stand here. You have people who stand here. I mean, it's just here. It's the complete opposite. Yeah. And a child and a family, they come in and they are dealing with this. And I mean, I've seen it. There are situations where now, you know, you have a child in transition. And the parent is supporting that truth. It is even helping medically for this transition to take. This is happening, and they're coming to church and to our children's ministries. This has happened 3 times already. I've already seen it 3 times. This is why churches have got to talk about this, because then people stand all over the place. Yep. Senior leadership, we've got to be bold and come together and say, this is where we are. This is where we stand. When this happens, this is what you are to do. If a child comes in, if a youth comes in, if a grown up, this is how we respond. We cannot. Yeah. I think that where's the rug so I can put over my head?
Right. Yeah. And some of us, I think there's some people that think, well, I live in a certain part of the country and that's never going to happen here. And I'm telling you right now, it's happening across the country.
It was happening in the word. It is happening all over. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. Yep. And I just think that in 2023, the church is going to realize, like, there's nothing we can do. We have got to address this, because what happened, there are going to be a lot of children who are confused.
Yes.
You know, moving forward, if we don't address it. And this is what happens. When we don't say anything, guess who is saying something? The world.
Yes.
Yeah. The world is and if they're not learning from us, the church isn't teaching us. So the world, they're going to take what the world is giving them. And I think that we have to be so you have to come together, because it takes a maturity. We're going to have to be so delicate in how we address this. And I realize that people stand on, I'll be honest with you, one of the positions I had I was surprised to find out, you know, where half the church stood here and the other half of the church was complete opposite. Yes. And I'm like, I mean, it just, it was just crazy. So I'm not, you know, for me, I am a firm, I stand on the word of God. That is just, that is just who I am. And I want to be sensitive. I know that there's, I will confess that there is so much, Jason, that I do not know. There's so much that I don't know. And I just have this desire to, I have friends. I have friends who I love who are walking through this journey. And it's something that I've never struggled with. So I want to be sensitive in how I address it. I know we have to be sensitive in children's ministry as children are coming in and how to address it. And I think we have to educate ourselves. The same thing I would say during all of the racial unrest.
Yes.
I remember as a Black woman, my heart was screaming, will somebody just read a book?
And they're out there. Going out. The resources are out there.
Yeah, yeah. Stop throwing out all of your opinions. I remember feeling like we just read a book. And I hope in the future of children's ministry that in 2023 that we'll be willing to take out the time to open up a book.
Yes.
Even know to be able to empathize how a child who comes into our space is feel. How do we expect to reach anybody when we are not even educated on how a child is feeling and what they are going through and the emotions that are running through them? And that is a message for, including me, for all of us.
Yeah.
No
matter what the topic is. I mean, you know, and like, there's some great books. Preston Sprinkle writes one about mm-hmm. how to really look and have a heart for kids that are walking through what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I think so. Educating. I think another topic that will come up in 2023 is suicide. I really do. The amount of young people that are thinking of that, you know, I mean, so I think that those are all good things to be ready for, you know.
And Chase, yeah. I think that's why we have to build relationships. That's why we have to get past this stoic, you know, thing of we have got to engage more and step outside of our comfort zones and our boxes, because our children, they need us. We think because they're kids, they're not going through this stuff. You think because they're kids, they're not carrying depression, or that was another thing I had too. I love that you mentioned that. We don't think, why would a child want to kill themselves? They're not carrying. You do not know what a child is going home to. Yeah. I'm telling you, the one who is the best dressed, the kid who has the bow on top of their head, we do not know what they are carrying. And to assume that, the biggest mistake I think a children's ministry leader can make is to assume kids will be kids and kids are just kids. It doesn't matter. We right. don't have to change. They're kids. An 8-year-old from 1960 is the same 8-year-old today. And it's not what they're carrying is. It's different and it's unique and it's requiring us to get outside of what we used to do and to really be more innovative. It's crazy that building relationships and engagement is known as being innovative, but it right. is for us because we don't do it.
because it literally means getting on your knee and getting eye to eye with some of these kids and figuring out what's going on and training your leaders to do that. I mean, like how many kids walk into your kids ministry and feel like they're not known? That they're just a person. Like, I mean, we were going to a large church when my son was younger and he had this brand new tie, was all dressed up so sharp. He was probably 5 years old, and talked to him after church. It was a large church. He said, not one person noticed my new tie. And he was so sad. I'm like, how can you be surrounded by people and they miss out on that kind of stuff? I mean, so I think the details and really, and if you have a large ministry, it's hard, no question about it. But if you train your leaders to all be that same kind of person, you're going to reach kids and you're going to reach people who are watching.
Jason, you said something so important earlier on in our conversation. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, being spiritually dead, and you were just saying how it starts with us. You know, I think that's something that we need to train our leaders. You know, we have to move past just training them about systems.
Yes.
And where the fire exits are. Like, we have to train them on how to take care of themselves spiritually. Yeah. How do you make that time to get into God's word, to roll around in his presence. If we are truly going to impress that upon our children, it must first be real to us. If we are going to teach our children to pray and to rely on God in times when it, even when it's hard, then we have to be doing that in our own lives. Like it is a spiritual aspect to this thing. And I think that we get scared of that because we don't want to be, you know, I mean, it's been abused. You know, there's a sect, you know, that are seen as extremists when it comes to spirituality, and we don't want to be known as that. So I think that we've made a mistake and we've made it too surfacey, and it's too much about entertainment and about games, even though I'm the queen of fun. Do not get me started. Right. Like, I'm all about having fun in children's ministry. You cannot take fun out of children's ministry unless you're going to take the kids out of children's ministry, and there will be no children's ministry.
Exactly. It'll be done.
But it has to be balanced. There has to be a spiritual moment where we, even when we move away from the curriculum and the leader moves towards the children to share with them, listen, I know you may be going through this at school. I know you may be having a bully. I know that this may be happening at home. For some of you, this is going on and you don't even want to tell us. And I get it, but we want you to know that God is with you. Like, we can't do that if we're not spiritually healthy and we're not believing that for ourselves. I mean, it's so important moving forward.
And any of our kids pastors are listening today, I would challenge you to make sure that you aren't keeping your people so busy that they're not having time to, because I think if we're not watching their spiritual walk, then our leaders are going to be in trouble. And so, I think we have to watch that and help to create, as a children's pastor, that's our job. To make sure our leaders are growing and they're experiencing God as much as the kids, because then it will come down the line.
Yeah. Now I think in 2023, we need to really examine what we're doing and what we do, you said this earlier, what we do not need to be doing so that we can make time to do what we're supposed to be doing. And you're right. We say yes to everything. You know, I have a friend and we were talking the other day and she was like, I need your help because I realize I have no boundaries.
Right?
I say yes to everything. My senior pastor asked me for something and I just crack. And I know I don't have time for it. And I just say yes. And I think that we need to be more bold, knowing that we are the ambassadors for a department. Like, the Lord has entrusted these children and families to us. So we need to cover and protect and be able to go forth with the spirit of boldness, not in the spirit of rudeness, but in the spirit of boldness with grace and love, and say, you know, this is what's happening. I'm really trying to feed into this family. I really need to make time to do this. And if I make too much time to do this, I mean, we could teach others. Yes, from children's ministry, we could teach other leaders on how to manage their own time well, as we manage our own time well.
Exactly. Man, it has been so great talking to you. I can't believe we're already at the end of our podcast. Do you have anything else you want to throw in today?
Oh my goodness. I know. I feel like it's so much. I would say too, just because I am like a trendy fashion person. In 2023, I want to encourage you all, if you have never gotten a pair of Jordans, to purchase your first pair.
Take care of yourself. I mean, that's so.
It's a showstopper for kids.
Oh man, they would love that, right? They would love that. Man,
Just think about those things. I just encourage you. Just think about reinventing. What can you do that maybe you weren't bold enough to do in 2022 to just really go into 2023, hitting it hard, reinventing yourself, maybe reinventing your schedule. This is a year I'm going to spend so much time with God, and I don't care, and I'm not going to let anybody get in my way, and I'm just going to grow in him leaps and bounds, whatever it means to reinvent the way you do things. I just encourage you to go for it, and to just, I'm excited, Jason, about 2023, it being here. I'm sure when this is shown, it is going to be here. Let's just jump in feet first and just see the amazing things that God is going to do.
Hey, so tell me your ministry website again.
It is www.childsheart83.com. because I'm an 83 baby and I know it sounds weird.
No, hey, and you consult. So if leaders, you're needing some help, you're needing a coach, get a hold of Esther.
She's oh my goodness. If, unless you're crazy, if you are crazy, please do not get a hold of me. I prefer not to have crazy.
Call people. Jim Weidman. Yeah, just call Jim. If you need crazy, just go to Jim Weidman.
He has had years in ministry and he is filled with the patient.
He can deal with the crazy. Yep, exactly. Oh man, it's great. Hey, well, so you pray for the leaders that are on today.
And then goodness, absolutely 100%. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have given us a new year. Father, we are so grateful. We pray for this new year. Father, we pray, God, as we go into this new year, Daddy, that you would help us.
Yes, Lord.
That you would help us to make you smile with everything that we are, with everything that we do, with these ministries that you have entrusted to us.
Yes, Lord.
God, in this world, Lord, that just seems to grow darker, God, by the minute, Father, would you help us to be your light? Father God, would you help us to shine even when it's hard, Father, because you are worthy, God, because we know that our destiny is wrapped up in the destiny of others, Father God, that the decisions that we make and the ramifications that it has crosses over, Lord, to our grandchildren's children, Lord. So I pray that you would just help us, Father, that you would fill each and every person who is listening to this podcast, who is watching, Father, that you would fill them, Lord, with a unique anointing as they are going into a new year. Father, that you would fill them, that they will go forth in your power. Father God, that you would fill them with the boldness, Father, to do the things that you are calling them to do in this year for your glory, God, that you will be glorified and magnified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So are you going to be at CPC? Are you going to CPC?
You know what? I am not going to be there.
Either. Okay.
We may. Me and Jason love CPC. So we want to point that out. And I encourage everybody to be there.
Yes, definitely. It's going to be great. Well, hey, thank you so much. We'll have you on again if you're willing. I'd love to have you mid-year on, and we'll be back in touch on that. Thank you so much.
100%.
Thanks for listening, leaders. Go take on 2023. It's going to be an awesome year. All right, we'll talk to you soon. God bless you.
We would love to hear from you. What are some of the thoughts, questions, ideas you would like to hear more about? You can submit your thoughts and questions to thekidmantribe.com/mailbag. And be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know.
Esther, thank you so much for being on the Kidman Tribe podcast this week. It has been so awesome. I don't know about you, but after I listen to Esther, I feel like I can go conquer the world. She's so encouraging. She's so challenging. And today, thank you for being on, Esther. So appreciative. Hey, wherever you listen or you watch this podcast, you go and subscribe right now. Subscribe to the channel. Don't want you to miss a single guest coming up. We have incredible podcast planned for you this year. You're not going to want to miss it. I promise. Go subscribe. Give us some comments. Help us move up in the rankings. Share, please, please, please share on your social media to everyone you know about the Kidman Tribe. Our goal is to help enrich and help equip children's leaders, whether they're volunteer children's pastors, wherever they're serving. We want to be a part to help them. And so please go share. Hey, you know what? You can also find us online at thekidmantribe.com. That's kidmantribe.com. Don't worry about the. So it's just kidmantribe.com. There's some great swag on there that you can get to bless your volunteers who are part of your tribe and a part of the Kidman Tribe in general. Also, the weeks that we're not putting out a new podcast, we have an incredible blog that's written by some of the top kids ministry leaders today that I think will really challenge you. And there's some incredible articles you can use it in your training and getting out to your kids ministry. You can also find our mailbag. I would love to hear from you. Love to hear some comments. Give us some ideas on what you'd like on the show. Let us know you're listening. Just say hi. I'd love to hear from you and would so appreciate it. That's kidmantribe.com. Go share in the mailbag. Share some topics that you'd love us to dig into and what you'd like us to deal with on the show. So in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about a topic that really is vital for every kids ministry leader. No matter what size of a church you're in, we need to be thinking about it. And that's how we provide a safe atmosphere in our church. The policies, procedures, safety, making sure that we're keeping families safe, making sure that we're keeping kids safe with the most up-to-date policies, and making sure that we're in compliance to make sure that our kids ministry is safe. And in 2 weeks, I have an incredible guest, Kurt Hale from Safety and Shield, who is so passionate about helping the local church really making sure their policies and safety things are up to speed to protect our kids. You're going to love Kurt. He's an incredible guest, incredible heart. If you listen to one podcast this year, I want to challenge you, listen to this podcast on keeping our kids safe. That's in 2 weeks. Kurt Hale is a safety specialist with over 20 years of experience in family ministry. During that time, he served small, large, and multi-site churches. So he has an incredible breadth of experience. And like I said, whether you're in a small church or a medium church or a large church, it's a great time to use Kurt to really check in and get up to date on what's happening. Kurt knows how to build safety systems in a variety of contexts, and he's excited to help you protect those entrusted in your care. Thank you again for joining me on the Kidman Tribe podcast. Listen, no matter what comes your way this year, no matter what kinds of twists and turns, God has got you. And there's going to be exponentially more in your ministry. And today I'm praying that God would just encourage you and strengthen you no matter how your year 2023 has started out. And so thank you again for being a part of the Kidman Tribe podcast. I am your greatest fan. I'm cheering you on. What you do makes change for eternity. You are planting seeds. They're going to grow into incredible, incredible trees in the kingdom, great seeds. And what we know is what you sow, you reap. So the seeds you put in your ground, you're going to reap. And there's going to be incredible kingdom fruit from the kids that you're raising up in your kids' ministry. I'm your biggest fan. I'm cheering you on. Go get them, tribe. I'll catch you next time on the Kidman Tribe podcast. Thanks so much. God bless.
The Kidman Tribe podcast is a production of 1230 Kids. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your kids' ministry, visit kidmantribe.com.